all the way. He's got offensive skills. He likes to pass the ball. He's an all-around player. He's a great player.
He's a great player. Great body control. I think North Huron has to play a lot better defense, too.
His bad X is definitely trapping everything. They managed to get the ball down to Saransky off the block, and he lays it up and gets nothing but net. Back, the lead back down to 10, 27-17. Bad X swings it around. Pulaski drives by.
Yeah.
Crager gets the rebounds controlled there by Brandon Dean, and he puts it up and in, 29-17.
They didn't box out. Can't give those second-chance opportunities.
And one of the goals that North Huron had, I read, and Kimby wants to, one of their goals was to be a big rebounding team, and I forget what he said, what Coach Toner said. They want to have 40 rebounds a game and give up less than 50 turnovers. Well, they're not going to have 40 rebounds a game if they box out like they're boxing out right now, because their box out is non-existent right now. And that's like we said, 13 defensive rebounds already for Bags. They're basically giving them one shot and done.
Well, they're playing a zone, which makes it even more difficult because your assignments for box out are not like a man. You know who your box out is if you're a man. But if you're playing the zone, you got to go find somebody. And right now...
And, you know, we all teach that as a coach. You back up until you feel somebody. If you feel somebody, nobody, then you keep backing up and you extend that wide range so that you've got more control to run forward and get that rebound. But we don't even see them doing that.
No, they're having a hard time.
Yeah, Bad X tries to penetrate it there and gets fouled. And that foul is going to go against Eric Dice. He's going to pick up his first, team second for the half. Quinn inbounds it in front of his bench down to Dean. Dean throws it to Cisco. Cisco pulls it out. Cisco's going to try to drive baseline. Now it's dropped pass to Dean. Dean can't control it. Spencer Kelly can't control it. And it's going to go off Spencer Kelly's hands and be North Huron's ball. Mary Lee, you had a thought.
Yeah, I think they're playing man on Cisco. He's got 14 points. And it looks like Eric Dice is man on him, so they've got a zone, probably a box and one.
Looks like it might have been a box and one there. Skip pass all the way down. They tried to do a tip in. Nice play. Dice found a wide open Maxwell on the box, and he tried to do the lob pass in, but Maxwell fell just a little short. Rebound controlled by Dyack. Cisco tries to put it up. No good. Rebound right into the hands of Eric Dice. And Eric Dice has got to have double digits for rebounds, I would think. He tries to go coast to coast and draw the contact. Foul doesn't get it. His layup short. He goes to the floor, bobbles around. Spencer Kelly gets the ball. He looks to push it. He's got the numbers, 2-on-1, 3-on-1, and he's going to keep it himself, and he misses it. But Pulaski cleans it up, swings it to Quinn, back over to Cisco for the short 20, well, short 15-footer. I want to call it short.
Yep.
For guys, it's short.
Yep, 15.
Rebound control there by Saransky.
And it looks like they're playing man on Dice.
And Dice just wasn't taking care of the ball. Pulaski, give him credit. He just kept chasing around. He gives it to Quinn. Quinn hands it right back to him on the block.
Great play.
Nice, give it up and give it back.
Yep.
Scoring 31-17. We're going to have a timeout by North Huron. We'll be back right after these commercial breaks.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard. Son of a... What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out, all hassle-free, and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's body shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
We're back here at Bad X High School, where the Bad X has a nice lead, 31-17. But you can never count North Huron out. We've seen them come from behind before. 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Dice takes it coast to coast, and he drives into the lane there, and he's going to draw the foul blocking foul. And is it going to be on Quinn?
Yeah,
Quinn's going to pick up his third foul here. Yep, that'll be Quinn's third.
That was the first that we really saw North Huron get right into the paint and get a halfway decent look at the basket. So
Bad X is playing very pesky man-to-man defense. They have just been all over. And, of course, we were just talking off-air that North Huron really doesn't have another ball handler. Rice played a little bit in the first half, but he's come back out. He is not coming back in, and you can't really, or it doesn't appear to be coming back in anyways. And I don't think they really want to afford tweaking that ankle a little bit more when they are in contention in the NCCL in a game here. North Sheeran inbounds the ball. Gets in the corner. Nice. He's double teamed, but he managed to get out of it. Gets up off the floor. Gets it back. Now he's going to try to dribble out, but Spencer Kelly and Quinn. But you know what? It's a nice move. He had Spencer Kelly moving his feet, and he dribbled into him, and it was a great call by the Stripes.
He was dead in the corner, too. He had nowhere to go.
And Spencer Kelly moved his feet instead of holding still, or that could have went the other way. Checking in is Tyler Feist for Badass. He makes his first appearance. Out comes Quinn with three. And that's going to be Spencer Kelly's second foul. Team second.
Here's the game plan. When 34 gets the ball, we double him.
Yeah, pretty much. Everybody else is playing one-on-one, and that's you're exactly right there. 34 gets the ball again. This time he throws it down to Tom Fisher. Fisher tries to throw it back to him, and it's picked off by Pulaski. Pulaski doesn't have numbers, but he's going to go in against three-on-one, and it's not his favorite, but he goes up and lays it off the glass. Nice move there. He's not afraid to attack the hoop. And that was a great move last year, bringing him up at midseason when they did, because he's got this experience, and he's looking great.
Yeah.
33-17, Hatchett with the lead, Northern with the ball, Dice brings it down, he gets double teamed, he goes up, he's blocked by Reifenbach, tries to get his rebound back, but it goes back off his foot, out of play, back, gets the ball. Nothing's going Northern's way right now.
Right now.
In the NCPL boys in the south side, CPS has locked that up pretty much, they've got a share. I believe they clinch outright with one more win, and I thought they got that last night.
They are very, very tough in that D-League.
They're 10-0 and 15-1. Of course, that loss came to Sandusky. That's right. That was their loss.
Yeah.
Spencer Kelly cleaned up Jeremy Pulaski's rebound there and lays it off the glass, 35-17. Dice brings the ball up the court. No-look pass down. Nice pass. Beautiful no-look pass to Jake Sharansky. Sharansky makes him look really good by laying it up off the glass, 35-19. And now Cisco takes the long ball, no good. They push the ball up the court to Dice. Dice comes up and lays a one-hand roll up
great
over the rim.
Great control.
35-21. Here comes North Huron.
Right.
Need a defensive stop here. Pulaski with the ball. He drives to the free throw line, dishes it out to Cisco. Cisco brings it to the left side, right from Bart to the long tree, left him wide open. Rebound controlled. Dice is tired.
Yeah, I was just going to say, he's playing man on their shooter. Don't go backcourt.
And he was walking up the court. You've seen him put his one hand down, and he's tired, but he's working hard. Bounce pass over here to Fisher. Fisher from the right side. His shot is short. Spencer Kelly boxes out, gets the rebound. He's going to push it up the court. It's 2-on-3 for Badak, and we're going to go jump ball call. Nice hustle by North Huron there to get back and tie that ball up. And now we see Dice coming in for him is going to be Eric the front, so let's see who does the ball handling for him here now that he's coming out. Coming back in also is number 43, Michael Krager, the 6'1" senior. Coming out of the game is Jake Sharansky. Back with the ball underneath, they hand it right to Pulaski. Nobody was in front of him. He misses the bunny, and he gets a hand check foul there by Evan Dice, and that's going to be Evan. I think it's Evan. Nope, they're giving it to number 20, Tom Fisher. Fisher picked up his first foul. Must have been the reach-in foul there, Coach.
I was just watching this. The whole Badax team, other than the shooter, is off the key, off the lane. This is one of Coach Quinn's deals, but it's
and Pulaski nails that one, 36-21. Quinn in his quirky ways,
but I remember Joanne Capon used to do this every once in a while, and it's crazy how you only have one person. And a lot of times they get the rebound if it's off.
And we talked about that a couple times. Yeah,
they're going to box the shooter, and they just go right in and get the rebound.
That time it didn't work as he missed his shot, and the rebound went to Fisher. Fisher gets it up the court over to the sprint back to Fisher. Now the ball is stolen away by Tyler Price. Price tries to bring it up the court, and he has it tipped away by Tom Fisher. Nice recovery there by Fisher.
They're all up now. Anytime the ball handler gets it, vision's blocked, and they're stepping into the passing lane. So.
And they realize that Dice is out and Rice is out, and they don't have a real strong ball handler in there right now. Dean gets it into Pulaski. Pulaski gives it to Rice. Mack, who cuts in. Now he gets a one-handed pass inside to Sutton. Sutton,
nice guy.
He come around with that sky and laid a sky hook, actually, and laid it in there. We saw him make some nice hook shots in Decorville, didn't we? And now he's got a nice hustle player to try to save the ball out of bounds, but he can't. So it's going to maintain North Huron ball right in front of their bench. And that's one thing about the crowd here at FedEx. Even if they are into the game, they're so far away.
Yeah.
They're so far away.